Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ricky Henderson Podcast, the greatest of all podcasts, the GOAP. We are just flying, just the two of us today. It's your co-host, Alex Espinoza, with my co-host, Dr. Hal Gordon.
Hello.
And it is Sunday morning. Happy Easter to those who observe. I just had some beautiful breakfast burritos, so I'm feeling good. But Hal, we got a lot to talk about on Sunday's semi-emergency pod because Casey Pratt dropped some sweet nuggets yesterday about 7 o'clock. He shared some details about Oakland's proposal with the Athletics on Tuesday. They're meeting to negotiate possible lease terms for 2025 and beyond, because as we all know, this is their last season in Oakland. We're going to be talking about Sacramento rumors. We're going to recap the boycott, but first we got to talk about this info from Casey. Hal, there's a lot of info, but you want to give the people a rundown of kind of the main talking points and where things stand, you know, heading into Tuesday's meeting.
Yeah, sure. You know, I'm actually on the East Coast this week. I'm in my sister's basement in D.C. I'm always here. It seems like the last time I was here potting was April of a year ago when we said it's over. That when the A's said it's over, we have binding agreement with Vegas. So
and then June we said it was over. October we said it was over.
And you know, there was, and we'll talk about Sacramento, but when I saw Sacramento news, I thought it's over. So I always think it's over, and it's always maybe not over. One day it'll be over. But so Casey had the sort of inside scoop in the mayor's office along with Tim Keon. Darn it. Okay. Sorry, Tim. Keon at ESPN. The A's and Oakland are meeting on Tuesday, and the Oakland's basically demands for an extension of the lease are a 5-year lease with an opt out option after the third year. So it's the A's say they only need 3 years. They still don't have shovels in the ground, but I don't really know how long it'll take them to build there, but they might need an extra year. Remember, the Raiders needed an extra year.
Yeah. So, so the A's are still living under the scenario they could open up opening day 2028. So they just need, 2025, 6 and 7 at the Coliseum. I don't see it. I mean,
It's definitely possible, right? It's definitely possible, but like, who knows? Okay. So Oakland's saying, give us 5 years. And so at that rate, they it's approximately $19 million a year. Right now, the A's are paying $1.5 million. Mm-hmm. Now, from the reporting, it seems like Oakland is asking for all that money up front. So, that'd be like almost $100 million up front.
$97 million, yeah.
Yeah. And then the A's can, if they opt out after 3 years, I don't know if they get money back. Who knows? It's a negotiation. They want them to sell their Coliseum stake. I think at this point, whatever. You know, I think that everyone wants to move on. I think that the A's want to do that as well, because the A's need that cash money to build in Vegas because no one else is giving them money. So fine. And then the most intriguing part, and the one that doesn't, that's unclear, I think, to all of us, is that grant Oakland one exclusive year to line up owners for expansion. I'm not sure anybody really knows what that means. I assume, this is me now making a bunch of assumptions here, that they have talked to people, you know, that they've at least, you know, talked to governors, they've talked to Major League Baseball, and they've certainly been talking to more than one ownership group. And so I assume what this is like, baseball and the A's have said, we cannot guarantee you anything. We're not even talking about expansion. So I think what this is you're going to agree to talk to us about expansion for a year. We will find the best owners and send them your way. And, you know, you won't negotiate against them with, you know, Utah or Nashville or whatever. And then everyone's hoping that everyone can get to an agreement after a year.
And that's also for an expansion team. That's not like, you know, yeah. That's,
yeah, so
yeah,
this
that's
would definitely be
that's for
expansion
this,
team.
first of all, yeah. I mean, this is like, yeah. I mean, yeah, this is for like a hypothetical thing that, dude, I don't know. Like,
The other two things about this final bullet point, this one-year exclusive deal, I think everyone's talking about that, but it also seems like Oakland's giving them two other options instead of that. So another option, which is what I think everybody would prefer, is just facilitate the sale of the A's to a new group. Obviously, the A's don't want that, so whatever. But then there's also the A's leave the name and colors in Oakland.
Yeah.
I'm just like not as big of a fan of that. I think I'd rather be a Baltimore Ravens fan, you know, who lost their team colors
No
and
way,
names.
dude. Look how beautiful
Then,
this color. Look, you can't be leaving these beautiful colors, this yellow and the green,
well,
dude.
I'd rather be a Baltimore Ravens fan than a Seattle Supersonics fan, right? You know, the Seattle basketball teams, they still have their colors and their team name, but they don't have a team. So I don't know. You know, I think priority one should be a team. But I do understand that you love those colors, and they are great colors.
Well, also, I see a star. It says or Oakland keeps its name and color, or facilitate sale to a new group. So I don't know if that's like a hard bargain, you know, hard part. But honestly, I think they should leave it here and keep the history, the records, and everything here, and then they can just do an expansion in Vegas with Fisher, and then Vegas would feel more of an identity with that. Maybe, yeah, they would be stuck with Fisher, but they could have their own brand, their own colors, their own thing over there in Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think everyone's on the same page with you there, Alex. And I don't really know what Vegas fans are. You know, one of these days we should find some Vegas fans and bring them on.
No, I was thinking,
I think,
yeah.
But I don't really know what people in Vegas feel like. I think that they probably feel a little bit of column A and column B. But I think clearly that the most intriguing part of this offer is this one-year exclusivity to line up an expansion team. My guess here, and now everyone should remember that this is going to be Tuesday is when they're going to come to the negotiating table. I think we'll hear a lot more about that by Tuesday, or maybe, you know, maybe Dave Cavill will pull a Cavill special on Monday and just leak, we're going to Sacramento no matter what. But yeah, I think that that's the intriguing part to A's fans. What do you think, Alex? Do you think Major League Baseball wants to keep a team in Oakland, given the opportunity?
I don't think so. I'm just judging from what Rob Manfred says, I don't think he, first of all, I don't think he fully understands the situation, nor does he care to understand the situation here. All he sees is the attendance numbers, and you know, I mean, you know, the comments from the reverse boycott is like, oh wow, they had an average crowd. Like that was, you know, like once he said that, I was just like, yeah. He said some other stuff throughout this whole process. Like he really doesn't care. He seems pretty callous. And I mean, I was just looking at video. I mean, yeah, I went back and was just looking at videos of the boycott on Thursday. And it's just, I do love how diverse the crowd is.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how many other cities are like that in MLB.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have to, you know, go obviously New York and the big cities are LA. It's pretty diverse, but you know, a lot of these towns, like it doesn't look like that in Oakland. It doesn't feel like that in Oakland.
There's a lot of diversity in the cities, but maybe not in the fan base.
Yeah.
I used to vend here in Washington, and there's it's a very diverse city. A lot of immigrants from all over the world, a lot of Salvadorians, and a huge portion of the city is African American and always has been. But the people at Nationals games are not that diverse. It's a lot of white people
I mean, honestly, it I think it is
A's
skewed more
fan
white and
groups.
less black at Oakland games as like
Yeah,
compared to the population
just
as a whole,
across
for
Major
sure.
League Baseball, definitely.
Yeah.
But A's, I think A's in particular, their fan bases are really diverse. So,
Because we got everything in between black and white. Like there's like this whole
that's right.
diaspora of brown people too, you know? We
That's right, baby.
got all
We got all the
them.
issues.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, then selling the call. So Casey was saying that, if they pay this, and also another interesting nugget I saw too, or from the ESPN article is like this $97 million you're talking about is like the shortfall. The city is saying this is the shortfall that Fisher walked away from on the multi-billion-dollar Howard Terminal project. That's what ESPN was reporting. So,
That's how they
this is
came to
like,
that
hey.
number, huh?
So yeah, that's why we want this money now, because this is what we would have had if you did this. So it's like, or if you paid this, then we could have made this deal. So it's like I don't know, not petty, but it's like, dude, just get this thing done, I don't know.
I think that that's right. I think, yeah, then, oh, so from the ESPN, the 97 million, the shortfall the city says Fisher walked away from on the multi-billion-dollar Howard Terminal project. I don't really
They said the
understand
city needs
that.
the A's to help Oakland's $170 million general fund deficit. I
Yeah,
don't know. I
so
mean,
we should say this, like those who are not also following non-A's Oakland politics, Oakland has a big shortfall in funds in the general fund. Me personally, I think this is another terrible result of Prop 13 and the inability for local cities in California to actually tax property taxes, but whatever. They need money, and Mayor Pow is under threat of a new recall, which I think is largely being funded by concerns over public safety. So they want to get a big pot of money up front that they can then use for public safety spending. Mayor Tao doesn't really care about, well, I shouldn't say that she doesn't care, but she much would prefer to have money now than later, when potentially after she's lost a recall. So I think that's the politics underlying there. They've said that that $97 million is non-negotiable. I cannot imagine. That to me, that seems like the part that you negotiate around, right? Like, to me, what you're saying is like, okay, just get rid of this land, so we can develop the Coliseum, and let us try and figure out an expansion team, and then the thing you negotiate around is this money.
And the Coliseum is worth like what, like 130 to 150 million right now or something like, or
Something
they're
like
half of
their
it, right?
half. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, because supposedly they turned down 115, I believe I saw
Yeah.
from AASEG last year, and they're negotiating that as well, right? I think
Yeah.
they're negotiating that as well, right? Like.
The other part I don't think we said was that they'd also expect the A's to pay for all the conversion costs
Yes. Yeah, that's
to
the other part.
convert the stadium back and forth from baseball to soccer for the Roots.
I don't,
That's
yeah. I mean,
another
Fisher's not doing
expensive.
that. Fisher's not going to be converting, especially when he owns like, Town FC and Bay FC. Bay FC actually just
Well,
had their first game.
he doesn't own Town FC. He's like in,
Or,
it's sort of, just like how like the A's don't own the River Cats. But yeah, I think, or sorry, the
He
Ports,
doesn't own Bay
Stockton
FC
Ports.
either. He doesn't own Bay FC either, but he
He doesn't own that either. So,
They play at his stadium, yeah.
boy, I think that $97 million is a lot to ask for. Considering, and we'll talk about it soon, considering that the A's also have an offer at Sacramento. But if they can get
Do they have an
half
offer in
of that,
Sacramento, or I thought it was just talking? I thought they were
I
talking
don't
to.
know.
I thought
Who
Vivek
knows?
just had a cheery. I didn't know there was an offer. I
We
didn't
don't know
know.
what's happening in Sacramento. I'm clearly the A's. I think clearly the A's want everyone to think that they have an offer done in Sacramento. So, I mean, listen. I think this. I'm skeptical that this 1 year sort of expansion window would definitely result in the team. So what I've heard is that they definitely have, and I think people who follow Casey have also heard that that the city definitely has one or more ownership groups who are very serious about an expansion team, buying an expansion team. That's great. That is the one, I think, the biggest advantage that the Bay Area has over all these other areas is that there's more, for better or for worse, there are more billionaires in the Bay Area than probably anywhere on earth. So there's a lot of idiots who have too much money and don't know what to do with it and think that they are better than all their other billionaire friends, and want to show them. So that's great. I think there are couple things pushing against this, right? One is the MLB wants to show that cities that don't publicly fund stadiums get punished, right? And so this doesn't show that. Two, Rob Manfred, you mentioned Rob Manfred has said some bad things about Oakland, especially after the reverse boycott. He also said recently, oh, it's not like people in the East Bay won't be able to go see a team. I think Major League Baseball is happy to have one team in the Bay. They, this, it doesn't expand their footprint, their television footprint, or their, marketing footprint, where, oh, you move to Utah, you move to Tennessee, that's a new market. So it's not a new market for them. And, three, I think that that any expand, they want to sort of along the lines of keeping threats, they want any expansion team to come with the a $500 million at least in public money. And I think I bet I'm assuming, I'm hoping that Oakland has found some expansion owners who say, we'll build the stadium ourselves. We don't need your public funding. But Major League Baseball may reject that because they don't want to set precedents or, of owners buying their own stadiums. So even if we get that 1 year expansion
Well, they've done. I mean, the Giants
window.
did it. The Giants completely privately financed their thing. I mean, I think like, I mean, I think I don't think if somebody said they had all the money, I don't think MLB is going to be like, no. I think they would. I think they would take it. Like if Joe Lacob's like, dude, I'll pay for this whole thing. I don't think MLB would say no. You know, I don't think
Well,
they would.
maybe. My worry is that if you're the owner of the Diamondbacks or you're the owner of the Royals and you're saying we need $1 billion from you schlubs to build our stadium or we're leaving the same year that MLB agrees to let an expansion team in Oakland that doesn't get any money from Oakland, then Phoenix or Kansas City will say, hey, why don't you do the same thing that the new Oakland owners are doing? I don't know. I'm just really, I've just been burned so many times, Alex, by these jokers. I sort of, I'm nervous to myself to dream, but there's definitely a lot of hopium today that there wasn't 24 hours ago.
I don't know, man. I'm not sharing. I'm not sharing the opt. I just feel like this is obviously this is a negotiation. And I'm kind of surprised that Oakland did this. I remember they were saying they were like, oh, we're going to negotiate in private. We're not going to negotiate in public. So that's a little different. But I feel like, you know, this is like the dream scenario for Oakland, you know? And in the ESPN article, they were saying the A's countered with 2 years, $17 million for the stadium lease, you know? So there's a difference of $80 million in 3 years that we're talking about here, you know? It's like Like I to see this deal that Casey proposed on Twitter, and I'd say there's no way in hell the A's ever accept anything close to this. Just me, like the A, like
Three.
Fisher has a history of not making a deal. Like he's always looking for this perfect deal that doesn't exist. And what I'm reading here is it seems, I don't know. It seems like a good deal for Oakland to me. And if it's a good deal for Oakland, then John Fisher's gonna hate it, you know? So.
Yeah, I think, listen, I think that no matter what happens, Oakland ain't gonna get this $97 million. I think that they're dreaming.
None, and they say it's
Mean,
non-negotiable, but dude, of course it's negotiable. Like
it's gotta be negotiable. I mean, as an A's fan, I would love that $30 million, like maybe $30 million for 3 or 4 years, plus this expansion chance, because I just want the chance to exist. You go to Sacramento,
Wow,
the
that's so deep,
chances are
bro.
really low.
I just want the chance to exist, bro.
I right? I just give me a little bit more of that hope. Give me you got you got any of that hope? Got any of that hope, bro? But
But also like this exclusivity thing, like okay, so say they didn't have exclusivity, would that mean MLB would have free rein to negotiate who the next owner of this team would be without the say of Oakland? Like I don't understand. I don't even understand what like who else would do that? Like I don't know, you know?
it's really, really good question, Alex, because MLB has said that they're probably not going to talk about expansion for another 4 years anyway. So, why, what does that exclusivity mean? My guess is that the important part is you are going to listen to us. For 1 year, you agree to meet with us, basically. So we're going to, if you agree to this next week, two or three groups are going to announce that they're interested in doing this. The Oakland, this is, I don't know if this is how it will go, but this is one way it could go. Oakland will then make an agreement with one of those groups that, yeah, you can build at Howard Terminal. We have it all set. And then they can say, listen, we just created this agreement with this group, this billionaire. Oakland, something that never happened with the A's and John Fisher, or sorry, with John Fisher and Oakland, where they actually were on the same page and agreed. I think what Oakland is saying is we have people who are on our same page and will agree to us, and will agree to terms, and we'll have terms agreed, set out, agreed in, written in stone. And then for the next 9 months, you have to talk to this group, and tell them why they can't get. And I think that the hope then is that baseball will have a hard time saying no to an expansion group that has an agreement with Oakland for a team after they've said, we'll negotiate with you for a year, right? Like what I'm describing to you seems to already exist in places like Nashville. I'm not exactly sure, but definitely seems to already exist in Utah. They already passed a law in the state of Utah with a particular ownership group. So it doesn't, I don't really understand it. The benefit of the doubt I'm giving Oakland here is that they've done their research, they've talked to people. And they've figured out that this is the thing that MLB might be able to agree to, and it would get them somewhere. So I don't know. We'll find out on Tuesday, but
Yeah.
maybe, maybe not.
Well, another part of this we were talking about is like expansion, right? Or before they even get there, there's still situations within the league they have to figure out, right? Like the White Sox, what was the other ones? It was the Brewers. Yeah,
I think the Brewers are taken care of, but definitely it's Kansas City, the White Sox, and
Oh yeah,
Phoenix.
Phoenix. Yeah, their owner's taking. He's taking a page out of Fisher's playbook, saying, "Hey, if we don't get this funding, we're out of here. We're gonna look for."
They won a fucking freaking pennant last year. And Phoenix is such a big market that they have all to themselves, and it's a growing market. No one believes
They
that
already have a World Series. Like I don't know. Like the fact that they
you
have
would
a
have.
World, you know, like.
Phoenix should be, I can imagine the White Sox leaving because, you know, the Chicago is owned by the Cubs, basically. You know, in the
Dude,
same
I
way
can't
that
imagine that.
the Giants own the Bay Area.
I love two market cities, man. I think it's great for the game. I think it's
It is
awesome.
great for the game, but it's not great for you know, baseball owners who don't want to have to compete.
If
You
you're the
know, they
little
want to
brother,
have a
yeah, if you're the little
monopoly.
brother,
So, but I can't believe they're gonna leave Phoenix. But anyway, I think, I mean, any expansion team would still be maybe a, you know, 5 to 6 to maybe even a decade away anyway. But it's that
I'm just
maybe
skeptical that
Oakland could
MLB
get
is.
something, you know, in ink that says in 8 years we'll have a team. So I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't think MLB would want to tie itself contractually to Oakland. Like, I think they would want to be like, yo, if we have a better deal in Nashville, or if we have a better deal in Portland, like, we're gonna go, you know, or you know. So I don't
Yes.
think, because they already see what it's like. And I don't know. I mean, I really don't think Manfred cares about these protests. I wish he would. I wish he would get the message that, hey, these fans are passionate and they care, but I think he just looks at his thing. He say sees through the first three games that Oakland has 22,000 fans in 3 games, and he's probably like, you know what? It's time to leave.
I think
And
everyone sort of understands that this is, you know, the, you know, what the situation is by now. But yeah, I think what they look at is 2019 when the A's won 97 games before, you know, that we still had A's access. No one was really talking about going to Vegas. They're just like, you know, there's little rumblings, but not really. And the A's were still 26th in attendance, winning 97 games. I think that's what they're looking at. They're not really looking at now. But I mean, the Coliseum was a dump then. It's a dump now, and it was a dump then, you know? I don't know. I
yeah,
don't know,
it's
guys.
hard to
I
say
mean, I
now,
think
yeah.
that they also think that these other cities are much more likely to grow, you know, where there's not a lot of new building occurring in the Bay Area. Housing costs are out of control, and there's no way for new people to move there. But there is a lot of building of new housing in places like Utah and Nashville, less so Portland, but you know, Austin.
Yeah.
Austin, there's a lot of new building. You know, Austin's becoming huge because they're allowing new building to occur. So I think that the deck is
What about
still.
Sacramento? Sacramento's got room to grow, or
Sacramento is built. Actually, Sacramento is the only
what?
place in California that's growing. So let's
Yeah,
talk
I
about
think people are
Sacramento,
coming
right?
up from the Bay, right? Like, people are, yeah, I
Yeah,
mean,
people are
yeah.
moving to Sacramento.
Yeah.
Is are the A's going to have to move there for 3 years? So that was the big story 2 days ago, right,
Yeah.
Alex?
Yeah, that was well, I mean, we talked about it on a couple, yeah, earlier this week on the pod. It was Carmichael Dave was the first one. He's a radio personality up there in Sacramento, kind of getting the rumor mill going. And then John Shay and Scott Osler co-published an article in the Chronicle, really talking about Sacramento. And for me, the timing just seems like somebody from the A's camp, you know, talk to some people in Sacramento, and they got a hold of it, but it just seems like an A's negotiating tactic, just some leverage going into Tuesday's meeting for me. Just as a cynic right now, I just feel like, because we also talked to Jared Isham, from Summer of Cell documentary. He was saying whenever you heard stuff rumblings from Sacramento, it always coming from one source, so which makes me think it's coming from an A's source who's kind of ruffling feathers in Sacramento. So yeah, they're
Does seem
saying,
like
so yeah,
it
they're talking
does.
about going up to Sutter Health Field, you know, formerly Raley Field, the home of the River Cats, for 3 years.
Rob Manfred said, you know, recently, I'm not in a position to tell you exactly what the answer is, but they've made great progress on that issue, talking about the A's temporary home. So, you know, it doesn't seem like they made great progress with Oakland, right? Because the negotiation still hasn't happened yet. But if they've made great progress with Sacramento, the John Fisher is friends with Vivek, who's the owner of the Kings and the River Cats.
I don't know, does he own the Rivercats too in or
Is
not?
he the owner of the we're a really well-sourced podcast
No,
here, guys.
I know he owns the Yeah, I guess yeah, he did. In 2022 he did. Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So, you know, they're good friends. They don't have to change RSN, so it'd still be on, you know, Comcast or what is it, NBC Sports California. Everyone assumes that they would get much less money. I don't sort of, you know, it seems like if I was Comcast SportsNet or whatever, or if I was NBC California, I'd be like, yeah, instead of $61 million a year, how's $5 million a
No,
year sound?
67, yeah, 67,
Yeah,
yeah.
67. Yeah. So like, it's, I don't, you know, I don't really understand how they would make, I mean, if they had to pay $97 million to stay in Oakland, I can understand how they would make more money in Sacramento, but I don't really understand how they would do that. And, you know, it would definitely be more difficult to move to Sacramento and, you know, have to share that stadium with the River Cats and have to, you know, change, you know, they'd have to spend a lot of money making a new building, probably a temporary clubhouse for the union to agree to it and stuff. So, you know, Sacramento still is more complicated than Oakland, but I think the A's are clearly saying to Oakland, you don't have as much leverage as you think you do. So I don't
Yeah,
know.
I think
I
the
don't know. I
timing
don't
of it
know.
seems fishy to me heading into Tuesday's meeting. I think this got leaked, you know, last week, so we got time to go in the news cycle. And so Oakland people hear about it going into the meeting. That's what I think. I mean, I don't think it's any coincidence that this information is coming out now, you know. But
It's not a coincidence, but like, but you know,
the parallel
I think
paths, parallel paths
it's parallel
part
paths.
four.
And so,
Yeah.
you know, does Oakland want to lose parallel paths again? You know, so, you know, even if the A's move to Sacramento, I think it's not necessarily over. There's ways to still mess with the Nevada move, but I think that interest in continuing to fight will continue to dwindle. But I think clearly the only, I think there are two paths that I still see to keeping the A's. One path is this negotiation with MLB for an expansion team. And if the A's go to Sacramento, that path is fully closed off. So that would be very bad.
But even if, I mean, if they're only in Sacramento for 3 years and the expansion team would take 5, 7 years, like what do you mean that path would be closed off? I don't understand. Like,
Well, so I think the only way that Oakland can get an expansion team is
oh,
by
if they,
packaging it,
yeah,
patch,
they stay
packaging
here.
it in the
Yeah.
lease extension.
Yeah, I
And
hear
so
you.
if they go to Sacramento, then Oakland doesn't have any leverage left, right? They don't
Yeah.
have anything to package. So MLB would say something like, sure. At that point, MLB would say, Oakland, you can stand in line with Montreal and Portland and Salt Lake and Nashville. And for all the reasons we already sort of talked about, I think that Oakland is going to be behind Orlando. You know,
Yeah.
they're going to be 10th in line and there's only going to be two spots. So I see that being not really a possibility.
Yeah.
The other possibility is it blows up in Nevada. And, you know, honestly, even if they move to Sacramento and it blows up in Nevada, like, it's not a complete loss, I think, for Oakland fans. You know, they might end up coming back to Oakland after a few years in Sacramento if they get sold. And even if they stay in Sacramento, this might offend a lot of people, but I think if they end up staying full time in Sacramento as the Sacramento A's, it's drivable from Oakland, you know, but it's not the end of the world, but yeah, I might offend a lot of people by saying that, you know, like, let's talk about Nevada. So we had the boycott.
Well, I think,
We'll talk about.
well, I want to talk about Sacramento still. Like,
Oh yeah, sure.
I
Sorry.
still don't think, like, I just don't think that moving to a small ballpark is sustainable, like, no matter where it is. Like, and like, because, like, I'm looking, the capacity is 10,600. And it's like, yeah, that's probably more than their average crowd now, but, you know, at least they would have, you know, Like,
I think 10,600 will be higher than what they averaged this season at
but even those
Coliseum,
like
so.
random, 15, 20,000 games that the A's get whenever the Yankees or the Red Sox are in town now, like, those are huge. Like, the fact that it's capped at 10-6 is brutal, and it's like there's no way in hell. I think I've said this before, like, they're in this thing for 3 years, their revenue's cut short for 3 years. No way in hell they're spending money whenever they get to the next spot,
I think that they're hoping that excitement over having an MLB team in Sacramento will be high, even if it's only for 3 years. I'm sort of trying to make the devil's advocate argument for
I mean,
you
because
here,
think about
but
it,
like
even if
it,
you sell out every single game for 80 games, it's like you're capped at like around eight something, 800
well,
something
maybe
thousand, and
you
it's
could
like,
probably build. You'll probably be able to build some temporary stands somewhere. So maybe you get up to 15, maybe you get up to 13 or 15. Maybe. Yeah. I mean,
I mean, yeah,
I
last year
think,
they averaged 10,276. So they would be pretty much, that's like a sellout at Sutter Park pretty much every game. And it came out to 832,000 people. So.
it's clear, Alex, it's clear that the better option. Well, I don't really have access to their books, so maybe it's not clear, but I think we tend to think it's clear that the better financial option for the A's would be Oakland for the next few years, right? They don't have to move anything.
We get the premium money.
But if Oakland is demanding $97 million up front, and then maybe that's not the better option. And also if Major League Baseball won't agree to this 1 year exp I think the big question is that 1 year exclusive agreement something Major League Baseball can't agree to? If they can't agree to that, then it's Sacramento. If they can't agree to that, then the question is, does can Oakland go actually negotiate that $97 million number? Because I don't think that the A's will ever pay anything in that region, but you never know.
Yeah, and I want to talk to Casey too about that, because he's calling it about $19.4 million a year over 4 years or 5 years, and Tim Count is saying $97 million extension fee. So I just so like I think we were saying it's kind of they're talking about the same thing. I don't know if the
Yeah.
lease and the extension fee would just be stretched out over 5 years, and I don't know if
Well,
that's
yeah,
like.
I think what Oakland, what the mayor wants is the money now, right? The mayor needs that money now to try and spend it on violence prevention or public safety stuff, and yeah, so that's going to be another thing, right? I bet the A's would want to say, "Well, we'll pay you each year. We don't want to pay you now," but that'll be a negotiation. What it sounds like is that whatever the deal is in Sacramento is on the table and agreed to. So, it's going to be a tight negotiation, maybe. If it's not tight, I think it means that the A's are just going to say, never mind, we're just going to Sacramento. We don't know. We don't know. We just don't know how what it's everyone seems to think that they'd make a lot more money staying in Oakland, but like maybe they've decided we'd make a lot more money selling $10,000, 12 or 12,000 seats a game every night in Sacramento without a good TV offer. And we also don't know what, NBC Sports California is offering them. We just don't know.
Dude, the
Maybe they're
ratings got to be
offering,
so low, It's like
the ratings
like
got to be so low. The ratings got to be so low, but maybe, and I have no idea. Maybe this is some agreement that says, okay, we'll take a hair, we'll only pay you $40 million a year in Sacramento, but then you agree that we get the rights when you move to Las Vegas, in the Vegas market. And Comcast, the owner of
I don't
NBC, is like, oh, we'd love to have a cheap RSN deal
I
in
don't know how, I don't know
Vegas.
how that, that's like way, that's
Who
way
knows?
beyond.
Who knows? Who knows? But like, but there's a lot of moving parts here. I think my summation of all of this is that this is good. This is good. It seems like the mayor's office has a plan that is possible, that MLB could possibly agree to. What's also good is it seems that the mayor's office is confident that they have that they have groups who would buy an expansion team. And, if it's possible that they could negotiate something. So it's still,
I'm
there's
still
still
pretty
hope here.
cynical. I just think there's no
Yeah.
way in hell that
Yeah.
A's accept anything close to this deal. I mean, I think I almost the cynic in me almost thinks Oakland is doing pre-damage control because it's not going to work out. Like I just I or something. I don't know. I don't know what, but
Certainly,
yeah.
certainly the mayor's office wants to show that they're
I think this is like
doing
a
something.
public. This is kind of being like, hey, this is what
Hey, we
we're. This is
tried.
what we. This is This is, going into the deal. And I also. The fact that they said we're not going to negotiate in public, and then they came out and did this, it just gives me this little pause. Like, shit, dude, are they just preparing for some sort of this is going to blow up, or they're going to agree to something,
It's a great point,
with that
Alex.
expansion?
It's a great point, Alex. They said that they weren't going to negotiate in public, and now they've leaked this.
I
You
mean, we're
might, you
assuming
might.
that's where it came from. I mean, we're assuming. I mean, it's got to come. We're assuming it
Well,
came from somebody in Oakland source, right? We don't know. We don't. Yeah.
they picked Casey Pratt, and they picked the ESPN reporter who's been
The
most
biggest
sympathetic.
national, yeah, the biggest
Yeah, the
national
biggest
writer.
national reporter who's been most sympathetic to Oakland's plight here. So it almost certainly is the city of Oakland. So yeah, I think they could be leaking just because all of a sudden Major League Baseball stopped taking their calls. So they're like, well, we got to get it out to them somehow. Yeah,
I know.
it's not a great sign that they've leaked it, I think, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they're leaking it because
Yeah,
they're
I don't
confident.
know. I don't know. I'm just so cynical about everything at this point. I just don't take anything at face value anymore. It just seems like all a cat and mouse game. So we'll see.
So
Yeah.
I think in summation, don't be too excited, but also don't lose hope.
There, like, I think there's something. It's what if they do negotiate it, I think it's going to look nothing like maybe half of whatever. That 97 just seems exorbitant to me.
And
The demanding
I
the
think
colors
Ace,
and an expansion, that just, I mean, this is like a dream scenario. Like it just doesn't seem real to me.
I think A's fans would take $9 and an expansion team,
And the
So,
colors. Yeah, you got to keep the A's colors. Yeah. That's important. That's important,
Alex, I'm telling Alex, I'm
dude.
telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I've been to a lot of Baltimore Ravens games, and there's a lot of people who are having a great time at Baltimore Ravens games, and it's fine that they're not,
Well, that's because they
they're
have a
all
fresh.
wearing
Well,
purple.
because they're the new Vegas, dude. But the people at the Cleveland Browns games are having a good time, aren't they?
Also having a good time, but like whatever. I mean, they're both having a good time. They're both
The
having much
Cleveland kept
more.
the. If they were the Cleveland Ravens, they wouldn't like that. That's what I'm saying. If they were the Baltimore Browns, it would
They're
be different.
enjoying themselves a lot more than Seattle Supersonics fans are. Alex,
Anyways,
let's try and wrap this
yeah.
up, but let's also really quickly talk about the boycott. So quickly, the boycott. We were both there. I think we both agreed it was a lot of fun. There was 13, they announced 13,000 people. I don't think that there were 13,000 people in the stadium. I think there's probably more people in the stadium than were in the parking lot, but also
I think it was pretty
13,000.
cl yeah, I think it was yeah, pretty close. I don't know. Yeah.
Also, 13,000 is a lot lower than 28,000, which was what it was last year. I think my take is a lot of people got the message and they just stayed home.
Yeah.
They didn't want to hang out in a parking lot. The people who were in the parking lot were a lot of very young people who were ready to party, and some tailgate warriors who had, who love tailgating. So, I think a lot of the average fan may have just stayed home. But, my take is we stole a bunch of money from John Fisher. I think without that, attendance probably would have been 18 or 19,000. So we stole a bunch of money from John Fisher. I love that. We had a lot of fun. I love that. Schools Over Stadiums raised about almost $45,000 that day, and they got it matched. So that's $90,000, and that will get them. I'm not sure it will get them all the way across the finish line with their lawsuit, but that gets them a lot closer. They basically, I think, in one night, I think that they almost doubled the amount of money that they've raised all time.
In
So
one day. Yeah,
that's
that's amazing.
huge in one day. So that's huge. I mean, they won't have many more days like that again, but But that's huge. It means that they're going to be sticking around. It means that they're going to keep suing Nevada.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was
Yeah.
fun.
Yeah, it was
What do
fun.
you,
Like
what?
I enjoyed it. One thing, I honestly thought there was going to be more people there. I mean, I know that wasn't the thing. I know that wasn't, I mean, of course they wanted a huge, I think we had the 68s on before and they were predicting, oh, maybe 20,000 people because, there was 10,000 people at the Fans Fest. So I think expectations were so high after that. And people were saying, oh, it's a bigger parking lot, it's a bigger event, everything. But also, I think the Fans Fest, the weather was nice, right? Like it was during the day. Like this was like kind of cold and wet, and you're just kind of sitting in a park, you're standing in a parking lot. Like I was hurting. I know my legs were hurting by the time I got home. I was just standing up. So it was a little different. But I think it as long as it held that, it just had that Coliseum tailgate vibe, like it's, you just smell the blunts, you smell the hot dogs, like it was just a classic. It was fun, it's like everybody is on the same page. And it's yeah, like you're baseball fans, but it's also like people are there because of their families and their friends, it was more than just the team. It's like this community. It was like they were actually there just celebrating each other, which I thought was really cool,
I hope, I kind of hope maybe there's another reverse boycott. It'll be impossible to ever recreate June 13th of last year, so maybe I don't. But this was a lot of fun, and the money that was raised was really important. It was a huge amount of money, and the fact that we're back in the news again, that's also important, and frankly, the amount of money being raised was also in the news, so people understand that organization is still occurring.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna have to keep looking to Last Dive Bar and the 68s for guidance on how to keep fighting. I don't know what the most effective way to support City Hall is on this, but maybe we'll
Sure,
hear
you
from City
go
Hall.
Shang, go Shang, go.
Go, Shang,
Negotiating
go.
good deal.
Shang, go.
Like just
Negotiate.
show up on Tuesday,
Negotiate.
bring the drums, bring the drums out to City Hall on Tuesday. I don't know.
Yeah. Tell us where find,
You gotta find out where they're meeting.
if they could leak which La Quinta Inn that they're meeting at.
We just bring a drone with a sign, just bring it up to the wall, like not sign the deal. No, I don't know.
So,
Give him an extension. But yeah, it was really fun. Like I don't, I it's just weird knowing that like this could be, who knows when all these people are going to be back together again. As far as I know, there's nothing super concrete organized. I know there's this luau in Stockton on May 3rd, but it's just not the same. Like if you do an event like this at the Roots, or if you do like a big thing at the Roots game in Cal State Hayward, it's not going to get the same amount of attention if you do it at the A's game. I mean,
I think that's right.
I mean, attendance is going to be a huge thing. Like I wrote for the Associated Press the next day, and my editor was like, make sure you get the attendance up there in the first four paragraphs. Like, and so the like, like the attendance, and I asked Vogt about it after the game too. He's like, oh, I don't want, I feel for the A's fans, but it's like, once we get on the field, it's just focused on us. But I was like, dude, you had less than 4,000 people there for a big league game, second game of the year, fourth less than, it was, I think the announced crowd was 38, 37. I mean, it was like a perfect storm, It was, I mean, it was a Friday, which you would think maybe a little more, but it was cold, rainy. The Guardians were in town, and
That's
it's,
bad for a Friday, though. That's
yeah,
bad for
it's really
Friday.
bad. I mean, 38, 37, like, yeah, that's, if it was like a Tuesday or a Wednesday, but
I mean, I gotta. We also are losing our minds here. Like most, even in April, even in April on a Tuesday, most MLB teams are getting 15 or
15 to 20.
17,
But and then here that's
20.
like, holy shit, this is a big crowd. Like it's so, it's like we've just been conditioned now to.
Nobody wants to go, and that's going to be another part of that's hard to organize, is that even though A's fans are super passionate, like a lot of them have checked out, a lot of them, it's complicated, and this everyone sort of knows the chances are still slim, and nobody likes continuing to
No, I
lose.
have a lot of friends who were casual. Like we would go like a few years ago, we'd be like, yeah, let's go. But now they're like, who? Like I went to a game with a couple of days, the Giants A's preseason game with a friend, and he's like, dude, I literally don't know anybody on the team anymore. And it's just
Yeah.
like you stop following for 2 years and you don't know anything anymore,
Nobody knows
right?
anybody. Yeah. So,
Yeah. But it
I don't
was great
know.
to see
We'll
people.
find out.
Like I really loved the honking on the horn moment. I thought that was great.
That was
The
fun.
band was fun. But it was very communal. Like people were just sharing. Like shout out to Todd for giving us some delicious tri-tip sandwiches. He had a bunch of tri-tip for everybody. But I don't know, people were just handing out beers and it was just like a classic tailgate and it lasted. I mean, I think I got there at one. We got there around 1:15 and we left around 11:30. So it was like 10 hours of tailgating. So yeah.
Great, man. I really hope, if it has to go to the bars, it has, that's great. If it has to go to the roots, that's great. If it has to go to the Stockton ports, it's great. But
Gotta go somewhere.
maybe there's a chance. And the fact that we basically got schools over stadiums, $90,000 keeps them in the mix, keeps them in the mix. It keeps that iron in the fire. It keeps the fact that the mayor's office is going to go in on Tuesday and have these demands, which include a route to an expansion team, keeps that in the mix. So there's a lot of different
And then
opportunities.
also April 9th, I mean, that's another date, important date coming up. So I know April 2nd is, so
Yeah.
Tuesday is the City of Oakland and the A's meeting. Then April 9th, schools over stadiums will have their appeal heard by the Nevada State Supreme Court as they, try to get this referendum on the ballot in November. But, time's running out because they need all those signatures by June 28th, I believe he said. So,
Yeah, I mean they're going to just need an amount of money that I'm not confident they'll be able to
well, that's what I'm
get.
thinking. Like you said they
Unless
had enough
there's
money for kind of litigation. So I'm thinking maybe if April 9th they get some good news, they would probably have to do another fundraising drive again for the
another
referendum.
fundraising drive, and I think that will depend on some rich A's fan in Oakland stepping up. So
Well,
we'll have to see
that
about
guy
that.
still has 55K in the bank, I guess, right? He's be willing to sell, right? I mean, he
I bet
only
he has
matched 45, so.
I bet he has more than that, Alex. I bet he has
Hey,
more
maybe
than
he gave the
that.
55K remaining to the Ricky blog, and then that's all we need, dude. So
That's all we need to.
yeah.
I'm not
Well,
really sure what we'd do with it, but we'd have fun time.
super A's fan, mystery A's fan, if you're listening, I hope you consider donating to the pod. That'd be great. All right,
All
Hal.
right.
Well, it was great to see you. Enjoy the East Coast, and yeah, we are in baseball season, dude. It's almost April. No, the A's
Yeah, I mean,
are—they're actually playing right now. I wonder if they're on their way to getting swept out of the 4-game series to start the season.
wait,
So,
hold on. Let's give
let's
a
give a live update.
live
It's yeah, we're probably like in the
update.
second or third inning, right? Something like that. What are we?
Score currently is, Oakland 2, Cleveland nothing, bottom of the first.
Wow, it's their second.
One out,
Wow,
still a
it's their
guy in first.
second time all year having a lead. Impressive. All right.
All right, yeah. All right, I'm sure that they'll be I'm sure you listening to this now will know that they blew that lead and lost 14 to 6.
All
All right.
right, Hal. Take it easy, dude.